Henty.
Well, Mr. Henty, you want to bother about anything more? You're ill and you've had a rough journey. I'll take care of you. They went very slowly, but at length reached the house. Lie there in the hammock. I'll fetch something for you. Mr. McMaster went into the back room of the house and dragged a tin canister from under a heap of skins. It was full of a mixture of dried leaf and bark. He took a handful and went outside to the fire. When he returned, he put one hand behind Henty's head and held up the concoction of herbs in a calabash for him to drink. He sipped, shuddering slightly at the bitterness. At last he finished it. Mr. McMaster threw out the dregs on the floor, and Henty lay back in the hammock, sobbing quietly. Soon, he fell into a deep sleep. Ill-fated was the epithet applied by the press to the Anderson expedition to the Parima and upper Ururiquera region of Brazil. Every stage of the enterprise, from the preliminary arrangements in London to its tragic dissolution in Amazonas, was attacked by misfortune. It was due to one of the early setbacks that Paul Henty became connected with it. He was not by nature an explorer. An even-tempered, good-looking young man of fastidious tastes and enviable